choose life, choose a job, choose a career, choose a family, choose a fucking big television, choose washing machines, cars, compact displays and electrical tin openers. Choose good health, low cholesterol and dental insurance. Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose a starter home. Choose your friends. Choose leisure wear and matching luggage. Choose a three-piece suite on hire purchase and a range of fucking fabrics. Choose DIY and wondering who the fuck you are on a Sunday morning. Choose sitting on that couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing fucking junk food into your mouth. Rotting away at the end of it all, pissing your last in a miserable home, nothing more than an embarrassment to the selfish, fucked up brats that you've spawned to replace yourselves. Choose your future. Choose life. But why would I want to do a thing like that? I chose not to choose life. I chose something else. And the reasons? There are no reasons. Who needs reasons when you've got a head on?
Goldfinger's better than Dr. No. Both of them are a lot better than Diamonds Are Forever. A judgment reflected in its relatively poor showing at the box office. In which field, of course, Thunderball was a notable success.
People think it's all about misery and desperation and death and all that shite, which is not to be ignored.
Fuck off! God's cunt!
But what they forget is the pleasure of it.
Oh, babe, wait.
Otherwise, we wouldn't do it.
Pure as the driven smell of that shit, then.
After all, we're not fucking stupid. Or at least we're not that fucking stupid. Take the best orgasm you ever had. Multiply it by 1,000 and you're still nowhere near it.
Beat Fanny and meat injection. That beats any fucking cock in the world.
When you're on junk, you've only one worry, scoring. And when you're off it, you're suddenly obliged to worry about all sorts of other shite. Got no money, can't get pissed, got money, drinking too much, can't get a bud, no chance of a ride, got a bud, too much hassle. You have to worry about bills, about food, about some football team that never fucking wins, about human relationships, and all the things that really don't matter when you've got a sincere and truthful junk habit.
I'd say in those days he was a muscular actor. With all the presence of someone like Cooper or Lancaster, but combined with a sly wit to make him a formidable athlete. Closer in that respect to Cary Grant.
The only drawback, or at least the principal drawback, is that you have to endure all manner of cunts telling you that
no way would that poison my body with that shit. All these fucking chemicals. No fucking way.
It's a waste of your life, Mark. Poisoning your body with that shit.
Every chance you've had, son, you've blown it. Stuffing your veins with that filth.
From time to time, even I have uttered the magic words.
Never again, Swanee. I'm off the Skag.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No more, I'm finished with that shite.
Well, that's up to you, man.
Gonna do it right this time, gonna get it sorted out, get off it for good.
I sure have heard that one before.
The sick boy method.
Oh, that really worked for him, eh?
Well, he's always been lacking in moral fibre.
He knows a lot about Sean Connery.
That's hardly a substitute.
You'll need one more hit?
No, I don't think so.
For the long night that lies ahead.
We called him Mother Superior on account of the length of his habit. Of course I'd have another shot. After all, I had work to do. Relinquishing junk, stage one, preparation. For this you will need one room which you will not leave, soothing music, tomato soup, 10 tins of, mushroom soup, 8 tins of, for consumption cold, ice cream, vanilla, one large tub of, magnesia, milk of, one bottle, paracetamol, mouthwash, vitamins, mineral water, Lucozade, pornography, one mattress, one bucket for urine, one for feces, and one for vomitus. One television and one bottle of Valium, which I've already procured from my mother, who is, in her own domestic and socially acceptable way, also a drug addict. And now I'm ready. All I need is one final hit to soothe the pain while the Valium takes effect.
Mikey! Ah, yes, Mark Ranton. Look, wonder, could you help me out?
This was typical of Mikey Forrester.
What the fuck are these?
Under the normal run of things, I would have nothing to do with the cunt, but this was not the normal run of things.
Opium suppositories. Ideal for your purposes. Slow release. Bring you down gradually. Custom fucking design for your needs.
I want a fucking hit.
So I've got me, eh? Take or leave it. Feeling better now, though, eh?
Oh, aye, for all the good they've done me, I might as well have stuck them up my ass.
Heroin makes you constipated. The heroin from my last hit is fading away and the suppositories have yet to melt.
Oh!
I'm no longer constipated.
The fella comes into it and jumps in again a little bit out to the right, then comes some, and then it's
I fantasize about a massive pristine convenience. Brilliant gold taps, virginal white marble, a seat carved from ebony, a cistern full of Chanel No. 5, and a flunky handing me pieces of raw silk toilet roll. But under the circumstances, I'll settle for anywhere.
And now, now I'm ready. The downside of coming off junk was I knew I would need to mix with my friends again in a state of full consciousness. It was awful. They reminded me so much of myself I could hardly bear to look at them. Take Sick Boy, for instance. He came off junk at the same time as me, not because he wanted to, you understand, but just to annoy me, just to show me how easily he could do it, thereby downgrading my own struggle. Sneaky fucker, don't you think? And when all I wanted to do was lie there and feel sorry for myself, he insisted on telling me once again about his unifying theory of life.
Certainly a phenomenon in all walks of life.
What do you mean?
Well, at one point you've got it, then you lose it, and it's gone forever. All walks of life. Georgie Best, for example, had it, lost it. Or David Bowie, or Lou Reed.
Lou Reed, some of his solo stuff's no bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's not great either, is it? And in your heart, you kind of know that although it sounds all right, it's actually just shite.
So who else?
Charlie Nicholas, David Niven, Malcolm McLaren, okay, Elvis Presley.
Okay, so what is the point you're trying to make?
All I am trying to do, Mark, is to help you understand that the name of the rose is merely a blip on an otherwise uninterrupted downward trajectory.
And what about the Untouchables?
I don't rate that at all.
Despite the Academy Award?
That means fuck all. It's a sympathy vote.
So, we all get old, we can't hack it anymore, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's your theory.
Yeah. Beautifully fucking illustrated.
Give me the gun. Give me the gun.
Do you see the beast? Have you got it in your sights?
Clear enough, Mitch Moneypenny. This should present no significant problems.
For a vegetarian, Rance, you're a fucking evil shot.
Without heroin, I attempted to lead a useful and fulfilling life as a good citizen.
Good luck, Spud.
Cheers, cowboy.
Now, remember,
what?
If they think you're no trying, you're in trouble, right? First hint of that and they'll be onto the DHSS. This cunt is no trying. And your gyro's fucking finished, right?
Right.
But then again, try too hard.
You might get the fucking joke.
Exactly.
Nightmare.
It's a tightrope, Spud. It's a fucking tightrope.
See, I just get pure shy with the interviewer cats. Like, I get all nervous and I can't answer any of the questions. Like, I'm a footballer and I get nerves on a big occasion, man.
Try some of this, Spud.
Yeah, a little dab of speed is just a ticket, mate.
No, I mean, Craigie, Craig Newton. I just moved down to Royal Edinburgh College to help get the job. There's too much discrimination in this town, man. Because they're both schools, right? And we're all in this together. And I wanted to put across the general idea rather than the details. Like, people get all hung up on details. Like, which school did I go to? How many O grades did I get? Could be like six, could be none. It's not important. What is important is that I am, yes?
Mr. Murphy, do you mean that you lied on your application?
No. Well, yeah. Oh, yes. I'm only to get my foot in the door. Showing an initiative and that, like.
But you were referred here by the Department of Employment. There was no need for you to get your foot in the door, as you put it.
Yeah, cool. Whatever you say, man. Sorry. You're the man. The dude in the chair. I am merely here. Like, well, obviously, I'm here, like, but...
Mr. Murphy, what exactly attracts you to the leisure industry?
In a word, pleasure. Like, my pleasure and other people's pleasure.
Do you see yourself as having any weaknesses?
Oh, yes, because, like, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, actually. Yes, I am. See, for me, it's got to be the best, or there's nothing at all. Like, things get a bit dodgy. I just cannot be bothered. But, hey, I get good vibes about this interview thing today, though, man. Seems to me like it's going pretty well, eh?
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. We'll let you know.
The pleasure was mine, man.
Spud had done well. I was proud of him. He fucked up good and proper. And you had to hand it to Spud.
Catch you the scene. Another fucking week here.
doing the fucking volley with Tommy, playing pool. I'm playing like Paul fucking Newman, by the way. Giving a boy here the turn into a leaf thing. So it comes to the end, on the last shot, the deciding boy of the whole tournament. I'm in a black, he's sitting in the corner looking all fucking biscuit arsed. And this hard cunt comes out. Obviously fucking fancied himself one. Starts staring at me. Looking at me right fucking at me as if to say, come ahead, square go.
You kidding me? I'm not the type of cunt that goes looking for fucking bother like, but at the end of the day, I'm the cunt with a pool cue and he could have a fat end in his puss anytime he fucking wanted like. So squares up, casual like. What does a hard cunt do? Or a so-called hard cunt? Shites it. Puts down his drink, turns, and gets the fuck out of there. And after that, one again was mine.
And that was it. That was Begbie's story. Or at least that was Begbie's version of the story. But a couple of days later, I got the truth from Tommy. He always got the truth from Tommy. It was one of his major weaknesses. He never told lies, he never took drugs, and he never cheated on anyone.
It was Wednesday morning. We were in the volley playing pool, that much is true. But Begbie is playing absolutely fucking gash. He's got a hangover so bad he can hardly hold the fucking cue, never mind pot a ball. I'm doing my best to lose, you know, trying to humour him like, but it's not doing any good. Every time I touch a ball, I seem to pot something. Every time Begbie goes near the table, he fucks it up.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So, he's got the hump, right? But, finally, I managed to set it up so all he has to do is to pot the black to win one game to salvage a little bit of pride and maybe not kick my head in, right? So, he's on the black. Pressure shot. And it all goes wrong big time. He picks on this specky wee gadget at the bar and accuses him of putting him off by looking at him. How could you believe it? The poor wee cunt hasn't even glanced in her direction.
Fuck off!
He was gonna chip him, I tell you. Then I thought he was gonna do me. The beggar's fucking psycho, man. But he's a mate, you know, so what can you do?
Can I borrow this? What indeed could one do? Just stand back and watch and try not to get involved. Begbie didn't do drugs either. He just did people. That's what he got off on. His own sensory addiction.
Well, lassie got blasted. No cunt needs here till we find out what cunt did it. Who the fuck are you? Yes!
And as I sat watching the intimate and highly personal video, stolen only hours earlier from one of my best friends, I realised that something important was missing from my life.
Things happen.
went out and bought a ticket for it, you bought the same night. Well, the listener, big thing, absolutely fucking rad. It's me and Iggy Pop, time to decide. So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm paying for the ticket.
What are you two talking about?
Football. What are you talking about?
Shopping.
The situation was becoming serious. Young Renton noticed the haste with which the successful in the sexual sphere, as in all others, segregated themselves from the failures. Heroin had robbed Renton of his sex drive, but now it returned with a vengeance. And as the impotence of those days faded into memory, grim desperation took a hold in his sex-crazed mind. His post-junk libido, fueled by alcohol and amphetamine, taunted him remorselessly with his own unsatisfied desire. Dot, dot, dot. Renton had fallen in love.
Excuse me, I don't mean to rush you, but I was very impressed with the capable and stylish manner in which you dealt with that situation. And I was thinking to myself, now this girl's special.
Thanks.
What's your name?
Diane.
And where are you going, Diane?
I'm going home.
Well, what's that?
It's where they live.
Great.
What?
Well, I'll come back with you if you like, but, like, I'm no promising anything, you know?
Do you find that this approach usually works? Or let me guess, you've never tried it before. In fact, you don't normally approach girls, am I right? The truth is that you're a quiet, sensitive type, but if I'm prepared to take a chance, I might just get to know the inner you. Witty, adventurous, passionate, loving, loyal. Taxi! A little bit crazy, a little bit bad, but hey... Don't our girls just love that?
Hey.
Well, what's wrong, boy? Can't got your tongue.
Well, something.
You getting in a nightclub?
You to be a considerate and thoughtful lover, generous but firm. Failure on your part to live up to these very reasonable expectations will result in swift resumption of a non-sex situation. Right?
Oh, my God.
watch yourself while we're screwing. So let's see what I'm missing. Not much.
Picking it up from the outside. Oh, I think he wants to go himself. How far is he going to go? He's going all the way, and he scores! Oh, what a magnificent goal! Gamble at his very best. What a penetrating goal that was!
I haven't felt that good since Archie Gamble scored against Holland in 1978.
You can't sleep here.
What?
Out. Come on! No argument. You can sleep in the sofa in the hall or go home. It's up to you. And don't make any noise.
Jesus!
What do you mean it's gone? Where is it gone from?
Well, it'll be here somewhere. I might return it by mistake.
Return it? The video shop, Tommy! The fucking video shop! Got every fighter in Edinburgh jacking off to our video! Oh, God, Tommy, I feel sick!
Hello.
You must be Mark.
Aye, that's me.
You a friend of Ian's?
Well, a friend of a friend, no?
Right.
Are you a flatmate's like?
Flatmates? I must remember that one.
Where now? Morning, Spud.
Morning, Gil. Mr. Houston. Mrs. Houston.
Morning, Spud. Sit down and have some breakfast.
Sorry about last night, by the way.
That's all right. I slept fine on the sofa.
I had a bit much to drink. I had a bit of an accident.
I don't worry, son, these things happen. Does a man good to cut loose once in a while?
Yeah, this one could do with being tied up once in a while.
I'll put the sheets in the machine, the new.
No, I'll wash them.
Ach, it's no need.
No, it's no problem.
Well, it's no problem for me either.
Yeah, I'd rather take care of it myself, actually.
Honestly, it's no problem.
Really? No!
Fun for my sheets!
I don't see why not.
Because it's illegal, that's why not.
What, holding hands?
No, not holding hands.
I'm not sure she can do it. You were quite happy to do a lot more last night.
Yeah, and that's what's illegal.
Do you know what they do to people like me inside? They cut your balls off and flush them down the fucking toilet.
Calm down. You're not going to jail.
Oh, well, that's very easy for you to say, Diane.
Can I see you again?
Certainly not.
If you don't see me again, I'll tell the police. I'll see you around then.
Now what?
We'll go for a walk.
What?
A walk.
Where?
There.
Are you serious?
Tommy, this is not natural, man.
It's a great outdoors. It's fresh air.
Look, Tommy, we know you're getting a hard time off Lizzie, but there's really no need to take it out on us.
Doesn't it make you proud to be Scottish?
It's shite being Scottish. We're the lowest of the low. The scum of the fucking earth. The most wretched, miserable, servile, pathetic trash that was ever shot into civilization. Some people hate the English, I don't. They're just wankers. We, on the other hand, are colonised by wankers. Can't even find a decent culture to be colonised by. We're ruled by effete assholes. It's a shite state of affairs to be in, Tommy, and all the fresh air in the world won't make any fucking difference.
Sorry, man. I appreciate it, Tommy. It's not... At or around this time, Spud, Sick Boy and I made a healthy, informed, democratic decision to get back on heroin as soon as possible.
What a class contest.
Took about 12 hours.
Full movement, mate. You are doing the world a favour, you know. Because see what a spit that was going on when everybody was...
It looks easy, this, but it's not. Looks like a DOS, like a soft option. But living like this, it's a full-time business.
Ursula Andress, the quintessential Bond girl. That's what everyone says. The embodiment, right, of his superiority to us. Beautiful, exotic, highly sexual, yet totally unavailable to anyone apart from him. Shite. I mean, let's face it, mate. She shagged one bunter from Edinburgh, she shagged a whole fucking lot of us.
Well done!
Yep, I knew you were going to do that.
Lizzie's gone, Mark. She's gonna fucking dump me. That videotape and that Iggy Pop business and all that other sorts of shit. She told me where to go and no fucking mistake. I said, look, is there any chance of getting back together? Like,
Honor Blackman, aka Pussy Galore, right? What a total fucking misnomer. I mean, I'm going to touch her with yours.
I want to try it, Mark. You're always going on about how, like it's the ultimate hit and that. Better than sex. Come on, man, I'm a fucking adult. I can find out for myself. the money?
Personality. I mean, that's what counts, right? Personality. And that's what keeps a relationship going through the years. Like heroin. I mean, heroin's got great fucking personality.
Swanee taught us to adore and respect the National Health Service, for it was the source of much of our gear. We stole drugs, we stole prescriptions, or bought them, sold them, swapped them, forged them, photocopied them, or traded drugs with cancer victims, alcoholics, old age pensioners, AIDS patients, epileptics and bored housewives. We took morphine, diamorphine, cyclozine, codeine, temazepam, nitrazepam, phenobarbital, sodium amytal, dextropropoxifene, methadone, nalbuphine, pethidine, pentazocine, buprenorphine, dextromoramide, chloromethazole. The streets are awash with drugs you can have for unhappiness and pain, and we took them all. Fuck it, we would have injected vitamin C if only they'd made it illegal.
Pardon me, may I use your bathroom? Thank you.
Well then, boy, they fucking scab.
But the good times couldn't last forever. I think Alison had been screaming all day, but it hadn't really registered before. She might have been screaming for a week for all I knew. It had been days since I heard anyone speak. But surely someone must have said something in all that time. Surely to fuck, someone must have.
Just fine.
Nothing could have been further from the truth. In point of fact, nothing was going to be just fine. On the contrary, everything was going to be bad. Bad? I mean, everything was going to be even worse than it already was. My baby. She wasn't my baby. Baby Dawn, she wasn't mine. Spuds, Swanies, sick boys. I don't know. Maybe Alison knew, maybe not. I wished I could think of something to say. Something sympathetic, something human.
Say something, Mark. Fucking say something!
Cooking up. And so she did. I could understand that, to take the pain away. So I cooked up and she got a hit. But only after me. That went without saying. Well, at least we knew who the father was now. It wasn't just the baby that died that day. Something inside Sick Boy was lost and never returned. It seemed he had no theory with which to explain a moment like this. Nor did I. Our only response was to keep on going and fuck everything. Pile misery upon misery, heap it up in a spoon and dissolve it with a drop of bile, then squirt it into a stinking purulent vein and do it all over again. keep on going, getting up, going out, robbing, stealing, fucking people over, propelling ourselves with longing towards the day that it would all go wrong. Because no matter how much you stash or how much you steal, you never have enough. No matter how often you go out and rob and fuck people over, you always need to get up and do it all over again. Sooner or later, this kind of thing was bound to happen.
Because shoplifting is theft, which is a crime, and despite what you may believe, there is no such entity as victimless crime. Heroin addiction may explain your actions, but it does not excuse them. Mr. Murphy, you are a habitual thief, devoid of regret and remorse. I'm sentencing you to 6 months' imprisonment. My only worry is that it will not be long before we meet again. Mr. Renton, I understand that you have entered into a program of rehabilitation in an attempt to wean yourself away from heroin. The suspension of your sentence is conditional on your continued cooperation with this program. Should you stand guilty before me again, I shall not hesitate to impose a custodial sentence.
Thank you, Your Honor. With God's help, I'll conquer this terrible affliction. What can you say? Well, Begbie had a phrase for it.
It's fucking obvious that that cunt was going to fuck some cunt.
Well, hope you're learning your lesson, son.
Oh, my son, I thought I was going to lose you there. You're nothing but trouble to me, but I still love you.
You better clean up your fucking act, sunshine. Cut that shite out forever.
Ah, you listen to Francis, Mark. He's talking sense, Ken.
Fucking right, I'm seeing sight. You wouldn't last 2 fucking days.
There's better things than the needle rents. Choose life.
I remember when you were a wee baby. Oh, Mama's little baby love.
Short and Mama's little baby love. Short and Craig.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Murphy. That wasn't fair, Spud going down and not me.
Well, it's still your fault. Your boy went down because he was a fucking smackhead. If that's not your fault, then I don't know what is. That was a fucking cunt that tried to get him over. I'll get a fucking drink, sonny.
Aye. I wish Dad had gone down instead of Spud. Here I was surrounded by my family and my so-called mates. And I've never felt so alone. Never on all my puff. Since I was on remand, they've had me on this program. The state-sponsored addiction. 3 sickly sweet doses of methadone a day instead of smack. But it's never enough. And at the moment, it's nowhere near enough. I took all 3 this morning, and now I've got 18 hours to go till my next shot. And a sweat on my back like a layer of frost. I need to visit the Mother Superior for one hit. One fucking hit. To get us over this long, hard day. What's on the menu this evening, sir?
Your favourite dish?
Excellent.
Usual table, sir?
Oh, why, thank you.
Would sir care to pay for his bill in advance?
No, stick it on my tab.
I regret to inform, sir. Credit limit was reached and breached quite some time ago.
Oh well, in that case.
Hard currency. That'll do nicely.
Can't be too careful, we're dealing with your type, can we, sir? Would sir care for a starter, some garlic bread, perhaps?
No, thank you. I'll proceed directly to the intravenous injection of hard drugs, please.
As you wish, sir. As you wish.
just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later.
Perhaps Sir would like me to go for a taxi.
I don't feel the sickness yet, but it's in the post, that's for sure. I'm in the junkie limbo at the moment. Too ill to sleep, too tired to stay awake. But the sickness is on its way. Sweat, chills, nausea, pain and craving. Need like nothing else I've ever known will soon take hold of me. It's on its way.
Thank you.
We're gonna beat this together.
Maybe I should go back to the clinic.
No. No clinics. No methadone. Only made you worse. You said so yourself. You lied to us, son. Your own mother and father.
You can bring us some jellies.
No! You're worse coming off that now with the heroin. Nothing at all.
It's a clean break this time.
You're staying here where we can keep an eye on you.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, I really do, but I just need one more score, Lightly. Just bring me one more head, please. I need one more fucking head! You fuck!
Well, that's a good fucking laugh, isn't it? You sweat that shite out of your system. Because if I come back and it's still here, I'll fucking kick it out. Okay.
Question number one. The human immunodeficiency virus is a...
retrovirus.
Retrovirus is the right answer!
Someone's game, Mrs. Bell. I mean, I'm not saying I was blameless myself, far from it, but... there comes a time when you have to turn your back on that nonsense and just say no. Just say no.
HIV binds to which receptor on the host lymphocyte? Which receptor is that?
CD4.
CD4 is the right answer!
Better than sex, friends. Better than sex. The ultimate hit. I'm a fucking adult, I can find out for myself. Well, I'm finding him all right.
Is he guilty or not guilty?
Ah! I want the knife!
He's our son.
Mark.
you sexed?
It seems, however, I really am the luckiest guy in the world. Several years of addiction right in the middle of an epidemic, surrounded by the living dead. But not me. I'm negative. It's official. And once the pain goes away, that's when the real battle starts. Depression, boredom. You feel so fucking low, you'll want to fucking top yourself.
Tommy! Tommy! Tommy, it's Mark, man.
Tommy?
No.
Phone the game at all?
No.
Nah, me neither, really.
You take a test?
Aye.
Clear?
Hi.
That's nice.
I'm sorry, Tommy.
Got any gear on you?
No, I'm clean, man.
What? Sub is in, mate. I'm expecting a rain check. Thanks, Mark.
No bother. No bother. None at all. Not for me, anyway. Still, it's easy to be philosophical when it's some other poor cunt with shite for blood. What do you want?
Are you clean?
Yes.
Is that a promise, then?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Calm down. I'm only asking. Is that hash I can smell?
No.
I wouldn't mind a bit if it is.
Well, it isn't.
It smells like it.
You're too young.
I'm too young for what? You're not getting any younger, Mark. The world's changing, music's changing, even drugs are changing. You can't stand here all day dreaming about heroin and Ziggy Pop.
It's Iggy Pop.
Whatever. I mean, the guy's dead anyway.
Iggy Pop is not dead. He toured last year. Tommy went to see him.
The point is, you've got to find something new.
She was right. I had to find something new. There was only one thing for it.
Diggy 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 bong diggy bong.
Agency.
Oh yes, it's a beautifully converted Victorian townhouse. Ideally located in a quiet road near to the local shops and transport.
This one's two bedrooms and a kitchen diner. Fully fitted and excellent decorative order. Lots of storage space, all mod cons, and it's going at £320 a week.
I settled in not too badly and kept myself to myself. Sometimes, of course, I thought about the guys, but mainly I didn't miss them at all. After all, this was Boomtown, where any fool could make cash from chaos and plenty did.
Tell you what I've got. I've got a beautifully converted Victorian townhouse.
I quite enjoyed the sound of it all. Profit, loss, margins, takeovers, lending, letting, subletting, subdividing, cheating, scamming, fragmenting, breaking away.
Who's got the keys to Telegraph Road?
There was no such thing as society, and even if there was, I most certainly had nothing to do with it. For the first time in my adult life, I was almost content.
Dear Mark, I'm glad you found a job and somewhere to live. School is fine at the moment. I'm not pregnant, but thanks for asking. Your friend Sickboy asked me last week if I would like to work for him, but I told him where to go. I met Spud, who sends his regards. Or at least I think that's what he said. No one has seen Tommy for ages. And finally, Francis Begbie has been on television a lot this week, as he is wanted by the police in connection with an armed robbery in a jeweller's in Carstorphine. Take care. Yours with love, Diane. Francis Begbie.
Armed robbery? Oh, with a replica? I mean, how the fuck can it be armed robbery with a fucking replica?
Fucking scandal. Maybe here. Okay.
It's supposed to be fucking solid silver. It's fucking garbage.
There's young couples invest all their fucking hopes in that stuff, I know.
It's a scandal, Franco.
Two fucking great guys. No, one of these pot nukes, baby. Fucking warm army.
Begbie settled in no time at all.
Fuck you fucking cigarettes.
He's a mate and also, what can he do?
Okay, I've been the bookies and put a line on for us.
Can you not go yourself?
Well, seeing as how I'm a fugitive to the law and I can't even walk the fucking streets, you go. Yes. Doncaster, 440, £5 you win, bad boy.
Fucking, drink some fucking beer and all.
Come on, my boy. Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on. Come on.
Bad boy! Came in at 16 to 1. And with the winnings, we went out to celebrate. world is changing. Music is changing. Drugs are changing. Even men and women are changing. 1,000 years from now, there'll be no guys and no girls, just wankers. Sounds great to me. It's just a pity no one told Begbie. See, if you ask me, we're heterosexual by default, not by decision. It's just a question of who you fancy. It's all about aesthetics, and it's fuck all to do with morality.
Fuck!
But you try telling Begbie that.
Look, I'm not a fucking buffy, and that's the end here.
Let's face it, it could have been wonderful.
Fucking listen to me, you piece of junky shit. Joke's a fucking joke. You mention that again, I'll cut you up. You understand?
Since I last saw him, Sick Boy had reinvented himself as a pimp and a pusher, and was here, he said, to mix business and pleasure, setting up contacts, as he constantly informed me, for the great skag deal that was one day going to make him rich.
Good chaps.
I can't believe you did that.
I got a good price for it. Rents, I need the money.
It was my fucking telly!
Oh, Christ, if I'd known you were going to get so hunty about it, I wouldn't have bothered. Fucking rented anyway. You want to eat that? You got a passport?
Why?
I met this bloke. Runs a hotel, brothel, loads of contacts. Does a nice sideline in punting British passports to foreigners. Get you a good price.
And why would I want to sell my passport?
It's just an idea.
I had to get rid of them. Sick Boy didn't do his drug deal, and he didn't get rich. Instead, he and Begbie just hung around my bedsit looking for things to steal. I decided to put them in the worst place in the world. They weren't paying any rent, so when my boss found two desperate suckers who would, Sick Boy and Begbie were bound to feel threatened.
Yep, that's the storage. All mod cons, £320 a week.
And that was that. But by then we had another reason to go back. Tommy.
Tommy knew he'd got the virus late, but he never knew he'd gone full blown.
What was it, pneumonia or cancer?
No, toxoplasmosis. Is that like a stroke?
How's that?
He wanted to see Lizzie again. She wouldn't let him near the house. So he bought her a present. Brought her this kitten.
But Lizzie told him where to fucking stick it.
Exactly. I'm not wanting that cat, she says. Get the fuck, right? So there's Tommy stuck with this kitten. You can imagine what happened.
To those of us gathered here today, Thomas Mackenzie filled a number of different roles in our lives.
What?
Thomas was a son.
The thing was neglect. And pissing and shitting all over the place. Thomas lying about, fucked out of his eyeballs on smack on downers. He never knew you could get toxoplasmosis from cat shit.
The real Thomas, the loving man who had a great lust for life. A keen musician.
Neither did I. What is it?
Thomas
fucking horrible.
With his guitar.
It's like an abscess in your brain. Fucking hell.
Thomas was an enthusiastic.
Then what happened? He starts getting these headaches. So he just uses more smack, you know, for the pain, like. And then he has a stroke. A fucking stroke. Just like that. gets home from the hospital and dies 3 weeks later. He'd been dead for ages before the neighbours complained about the smell and got the police to break down the door. Tommy was lying face down in a pool of vomit.
He has gone from us, but we have many things to remember him by.
The kitten was fine.
Would you all please rise now, Father Committal?
Do you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Tommy, don't be dying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys.
Tommy. Did you tell him yet?
On you go.
What? As his mate of Swanee's. You know the guy, Mikey Forrester?
Aye.
Well, he's come into some gear. A lot of gear.
How much gear?
About 2 kilos, so he tells me. He got drunk in a pub down by the docks last week, where he met 2 Russian sailors. They're fucking carrying the stuff for sale, then and then, like. So, he wakes up next morning, realises what he's done, gets very fucking nervous. He wants rid of this, right? So he met me, and I offered to take it off his hands at a very reasonable price, with the intention of punting it on myself to a guy I know in London.
Oh, we've just come back from Tommy's funeral, and you're talking about a skag deal.
Aye.
What was your price?
4 grand.
You haven't got 4 grand?
We're 2,000 short.
Well, that's tough.
Look, Mark, every cunt knows you've been saving up down in London.
I'm sorry, boys, I do not have 2 grand.
Aye, you fucking day. I've seen your bank statement.
For fuck's sake.
2,133 pound.
2 kilos. What is that, 10 years? Mikey Forrester, Russian sailors. What the fuck are you boys on, eh? Spud, you've already been to jail. What's the deal? You like it so much you want to go back? I just want the money, Mark.
If everybody keeps their fucking mouth shut, there'll be no cunt going to jail.
There were a lot of possibilities running through my mind about what might happen in London. Things I didn't want to talk to anyone about. Ideas best kept to myself. What no one told me was that when we bought the skag, some lucky punter would have to try it out. Begbie didn't trust Spud, and Sick Boy was too careful these days. So I rolled up my sleeve, I spiked my vein, and I did what had to be done.
It's good. Oh, it's really fucking good.
Good. I promised myself another one before I got to London. Just the one, like, for old time's sake. Just to piss Begbie off. This was his nightmare. The dodgiest scam in a lifetime of dodgy scams, being perpetrated with 3 of the most useless and unreliable fuck-ups in town. I knew what was going on in his mind. Any trouble in London, he would dump us immediately. One way or another, he had to. If he got caught with a bag full of skag, on top of that armed robbery shit, he was going down for 15 to 20. Begbie was hard, but not so hard that he didn't shite it off 20 years in Sutton. This was to be my final hit. But let's be clear about this. There's final hits and final hits. What kind was this to be?
Bring a
Kurds.
What?
The Kurds. The last thing I told you was to mind the Kurds.
Well, I've not got them.
It's fucking boring after a while with the Kurds.
I'm sorry.
Fucking Leyland,
why didn't you bring them?
Because I fucking told you to bring them, you dodge cunt!
You get followed.
Okay. Ready?
Straight away clocked us for what we were. Small-time wasters with an accidental big deal.
Excuse me, Jeff. What would you like for this?
20,000.
Well, I don't think it's worth much more than 15.
This was a real drag to him. He didn't need to negotiate. I mean, what the fuck were we going to do with it if he didn't buy it? Sell it on the streets? Fuck that.
Well, 19.
I'm terribly sorry, I can't go to 19.
Well, fucking 16 then.
Okay. Well, fucking 16 it is then. These gentlemen are £2,000 bundles. That's two. That's four.
We settled on £16,000.
Yes.
You had a lot more in the suitcase, like, but
and
it was better than
two
nothing.
More. Make eight. Well, I'd just like to say it's been a real pleasure haggling with you.
It's fucking brand new, by the way.
Okay.
Yes! Yeah!
And just for a moment, it felt really great. Like we were all in it together, like friends, like it meant something. A moment like that, it can touch you deep inside, but it doesn't last long. Not like £16,000.
So what about you, Spud? Like any major investments on the horizon at all?
Gonna buy yourself a wee island in the sun.
Well, for four fucking grand.
One plant to you, a couple of rocks and a fucking sewage outflow.
Oh no, man.
I'm gonna get someone for my ma, like. Get some good speed, like, no bad car. Get a girl, take her out, treat her right.
Shag her senseless.
No, man! True love.
Hey, but I could really handle some hot sex with a Jewish princess for a night.
For a Catholic, you're going to waste it on a bird, you might as well fucking leave it all to me. Get a drink, son.
I got a round already.
I got a last one.
Round, Franco.
Okay, same again.
Right, I'm off for a fish.
See, when I get back, the money's still here, okay?
Man, the moment your backstand will out the door.
Yeah, I'll be right fucking after you.
You'll never catch us, you flabby bastard.
By the way, see when I get back.
Halfway down the sewer with the money.
Fucking kill me.
I thought you might, Franco. I thought you might. Are you game for it?
What?
Well? You serious? Don't know. What do you think?
Still here, I see.
Oh, aye. Well, we wouldn't run out in a minute, eh?
Why not? I know I would.
Where's Frank?
Sake.
Sorry, mate. I'll buy another one.
You've ruined my fucking suit, you fucking idiots!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Well, sorry's not going to dry me off, you cunt.
Go down, Frank, with the matches, he's sorry!
You're sorry enough for being a fat cunt.
Fuck you, if you can't hold a pint, you shouldn't be in the pub, mate. Now fuck off.
Anybody else like in my fucking way? You? You? Yeah, rent boy. You bring me down a fucking smoke.
I think we better go, Franco.
Hospital, what? You look at any fucking hospital and you stay in there. You bring me down a fucking cigarette. Find the bag.
Now, I've justified this to myself in all sorts of ways. It wasn't a big deal, just a minor betrayal. Or, we'd outgrown each other, you know, that sort of thing. But let's face it, I ripped them off. My so-called mates. But Begbie, I couldn't give a shit about him. And Sick Boy, well, he'd have done the same to me if he'd only thought of it first. And Spud, well, okay, I felt sorry for Spud. He never hurt anybody. Why did I do it? I could offer a million answers, all false. The truth is that I'm a bad person, but that's going to change. I'm going to change. This is the last of that sort of thing. I'm cleaning up and I'm moving on, going straight and choosing life. I'm looking forward to it already. I'm going to be just like you. The job, the family, the fucking big television, the washing machine, the car, the compact disc and an electrical tin opener, good health, low cholesterol, dental insurance, mortgage, starter home, leisure wear, luggage, three-piece suite, DIY, game shows, junk food, children, walks in the park, 9 to 5, good at golf, washing the car, choice of sweaters, family Christmas, index pension, tax exemption, clearing the gutters, getting by, looking ahead, the day you die.